And ask Catherine, not a lot of questions this week, one coming in from San Diego. Catherine, you said that in your opinion, if the price of gold gets to $2,500 an ounce, that we'll have more war. Can you explain to us why this price would cause more war? I was picking, you know, the choosing $2,500 is simply an estimate. Essentially, the price of gold is a smoke alarm, especially if you have a spiral down in the bond market and the bond market's not holding together and money rushes out, fearing instability. It goes into gold, it pushes the price up. And the reality is, if you look at the instability that that kind of situation can cause in the system, those instabilities are not settled with price, they're settled with war. So if you look at the global financial system, now that it is as highly centralized as it is, the system can't brook a radical change in interest rates, a radical change in the gold price, and rather than let the financial system spiral out of control, somebody's going to get hit on the head and his wallet's going to get stolen to replenish the system. You know, so you hear me say some will die so that others may live. But essentially, I don't think the market clears with price. I think the market clears with violence and force. And too fast a run-up in the price of gold or in interest rates is going to lead to war. We see the United States announced coming into the G8 meeting next week that that they have proof that Syria has used chemical weapons on the so-called rebels. We see Zero Hedge saying, the war is on. But to me, that's a buildup coming into the G8 meeting, that they need to keep stopping the link in the model and steal some more assets to keep the game going. So it's not a good sign, but it is what it is. So that's why when people say gold's going to a very high price, unless you have a scenario which is called a radical debasement, where they reset the whole system globally at once, I have a hard time seeing the price of gold go to a very high number. And a radical debasement can only happen after you cut off all the leakage. So you're going to need Iran in the fold, you're going to need North Korea in the fold, you're going to need Russia in the fold, you're going to need Syria in the fold. You know, you've got a lot more leakages to bring into the fold before you can do a radical debasement. But could that scenario happen? Yeah, but in this year, it's a small percentage chance. Okay, let's go to the movies. On Ask Catherine, two quick things I wanted to also mention. Subscribers had recommended two movies for Let's Go to the Movies, which I have watched, but I'm not going to recommend in Let's Go to the Movies, but I wanted to touch on them tonight. The first is Escape Fire. Is a documentary on the U.S. healthcare system. It has a lot of good interviews and a lot of good coverage. The problem is it's a modified hangout. The idea being this is all not working because of some giant accident. It's just a matter of good-hearted people getting together and fixing it. If you've listened to Rappaport's work on healthcare, you know why. You know, that's just not, true. So it is a modified hangout, and in that sense, the ultimate conclusion heads you in completely the wrong direction. The other is a movie, Sirius, about Stephen Greer's work, and it's also one I don't recommend, although I think there's a lot of good and interesting footage in it. I like Greer's work on Disclosure and Black Budget and Breakthrough Energy. However, the clear communication in the movie that comes through is if aliens exist, they are our friends and we should invite them in. The history of technologically advanced civilizations coming to contact with less technologically advanced civilization is never good for the people who are the less technologically advanced civilization. So if they do exist, the thought of just inviting them in is not particularly attractive to me. So I would be very careful, and I'm quite a skeptic.